Yo, yo, what up, what up? Good morning, GMG. Not Monday. Tuesday. May 14th, 2020. Look at that. Another beautiful day to have. A beautiful day. I got my co-hosts in the house. Well, a lot of co-hosts today. Well, look at that. And a new face. OSF, Mando, Tyler. How you guys doing this morning? Good morning, boys.
Good morning.
Look at that. Look at that.
Doing great. Life is good, man. It's good to have Tyler on. Stop taking our listeners away from us, you know?
I mean, just so excited to join you guys. Yeah, just so excited to be here, join you guys. Just, you know, absolute top tier morning show, best in the biz. This is as good as it gets. So I'm on cloud nine today. I can't wait to start chopping up with you guys.
Hell yeah, yeah. Dude. Well, it's an honor to have you. Yeah, Mando, like Mando said, dude, we're like, fuck, man. We got Nifty Portal until like 10. We start at 10:30 to give it a 30-minute breather for people to go to the restroom in between two shows. And Tyler goes, bang! I'm going to host my show at 10 a.m. Fuck Rug Radio. Well, you know what? We're like, you know what? Well, no, fuck you. You're going to join. No, I'm kidding. It's definitely not how things happen in the back. But it's actually all been love in the back since day one. Listen, personally speaking, been a fan of Tyler for a while. I know Ovi and Mando are as well. I mean, Mando has his minutes. You have your minutes. I know, you know, a lot of it, you guys probably at work, you know, back and forth already between each other's minutes every morning. We're big fans of, you know, creators of Rug Radio. We always wanted to expand, to grow, and to have more people on board. So it's really awesome to be able to work with you and Lucky Trader and form one big show, Tyler. I think it's going to be good.
Yeah, it's going to be great. And I mean, I had to give a shout out to Mando. I think he was the first person I saw that did the recap, the minutes in the NFT and crypto space. And he was my inspiration. He was the reason why I started doing it. So, really? You know, it's really
back in the day.
Yeah, you were doing it back in 2021.
Wait, which recaps?
There's NFT ones. Like, what happened in NFTs today?
Rag Me News, if you remember.
Wait, I don't remember that.
I used to do it after work. I used to get back from work and I used to write out a daily summary of what happened in the NFT space.
Was that pre or post Rug Radio, like our morning show?
Pre.
Damn, I don't remember that at all.
It's a long time ago.
Yeah. Wow.
Used to get a decent amount of, like at the time, man, like people, NFTs was like the thing, right? Like everyone was just desperate for NFT news. And also, like, a lot of the tracking stuff was still really poor. Like, Zeneca had that floor thing for a while. But other than that, it was like a disaster trying to keep track of stuff. So,
which, by the way, he brought that back with Fantasy Top. You'll love to see it.
Yeah, he did. Yeah. But yeah, I did that for a while. Then I stopped, actually, when I started doing the show. And then I only started doing the minutes last August. Yeah, because I still think, the NFT stuff, it was more like keeping up with the whole space. Like, it was just so tough still. It still is. Like, even when I do it now, like, I know I miss stuff. There's so much stuff happening now because we're in a bull market that you need to go into a deep dive. And I'm more like an aggregator now. So, like, Tyler's the man when it comes to NFT stuff. Dude, I feel like as well, NFT stats, Sam's taken a bit of a back seat more recently.
No, it's Fantasy Top. Motherfucker's back now. You know,
Now you own his card.
He's working for his card holders.
He's doing his thing over at Memeland. And yeah, I think we're going to be a nice complimentary fit, Mando. I think you covered like the macro stuff so well. And like you get into the NFTs, meme coins, and then I'm a little bit deeper in like some of the protocols, like blast farming stuff, you know, a little bit more into some of the NFT details. So it should be able to kind of cover the full spectrum.
Dude, it's going to be, I'm telling you guys, this show is going to be the one-stop shop for everything. I mean, Tyler, what I love is you get into the deeper, even to the NFT eco blast, like you said, farming points. I mean, everybody quote tweeted your tweet yesterday about Fantasy Top and the volume they're doing, right? So this morning, every morning I wake up and I'm like sending the boys in the group chat already, like a tweet you've written. Like, it's like I was already, you know, doing that. So I think it's going to add a lot of value. To everybody. So everybody, if you're on YouTube, Binance Live, any platform you listen to us on, if you're on X, whatever, make sure, I mean, you probably already follow Tyler, but make sure you follow Tyler. Make sure you follow Tyler_did_it, because Tyler did that. Okay, he did that, and now we're doing it together, and it's gonna be a lot of fun. Which, by the way, like for what it's worth, you're gonna keep going with Lucky Lead, right? From what we were talking about last night, but just slightly different time and days, right?
Yeah, that's the plan. So we're gonna push back an hour. So we're gonna run after this, and I think you know this show is gonna be it's gonna be us talking through the big stories. I think my vision for Lucky Lead will be a little bit more talk radio. So we'll have like the listeners feel free to join the stage, join the conversation, and perhaps go just a little bit longer, get more opinion type stuff. So we're gonna figure it out, but excited to keep running with both.
Hell yeah, hell yeah. So if you're listening to Lucky Lead, don't worry, they're still around and gonna be some cool stuff. And if you listen to FOMO Hour, 10 a.m. Eastern Standard Time is gonna be the time moving forward. I mean, I know it was last week, I wasn't around, but I'm back. And let's fucking get that, man. Oh man, I miss you guys. Now I'm on the other side of the world for like, for a week. It feels like I was on the other side of the world for a whole month. I mean, I missed so much stuff, it seems. I missed the banana zone. I'm gonna need an explanation of what the fuck that means. I missed the whole fantasy top tournament being cut one day, and now new heroes, old heroes, some people happy, some people unhappy. We're gonna have to talk about all that. I know it's tournament number 3 or 4 today. Anyways, the tournament today. I mean the market, seemingly everybody's bearish now, so there's only like 3 bears left. Actually 4 were on this stage. Four bulls left, not bears. Oh my god, slip of the tongue. It seems like I've missed a lot. I'm back here and this is what's up. But you know what I did not miss is those new logos that we have on the top right of our screen, because this show, oh yeah, is now partnered with MoonPay. Hell yeah. You know, I love my crypto dad, aka Keith Grossman over at MoonPay, but big fan of what they've built, big fan of Ivan, the founder of what they're doing. So if you want to buy and sell crypto with PayPal, make sure you download the MoonPay app. It's available on everything. It's available everywhere. I mean, you cannot possibly be in crypto and not see a MoonPay logo somewhere. They are all over the place. You had Keith come on the show 2 weeks ago to talk about the news with PayPal, which we organically, like, that's the way we already cover, like, everything they do in a way, because it's pretty big. So here it is. We're not partnering with MoonPay. I went to see Keith in New York during the Louis Vuitton thing I had. I made sure I put an hour meeting with him. I was like, listen, Keith, we've been together 3 years. Can't get you guys as a show partner. It's time. Okay, that definitely is not how it went. But super happy about the MoonPay partnership. We love them at Rug Radio. And I know they love us back, which is awesome because they did sponsor our last show. Anyways, last but not least, today on the show, what do I have today? Oh my god, I'm all over the place. I'm dying of heat. It's hot in Montreal now. Jesus. Today on the show, so daily market report, as usual, crypto, macro, and all that stuff. I mean, look, I don't know about you guys, Mando, Ovi. I need you guys to save this market. I come back, I check price, bad price, but everybody is bearish. My favorite bulls are bearish. Everyone's bearish. There's only like Big Dick Bull and Base Carbon and us left. Like everybody else is like bear posting. Wizard of Soho said the bear market started 2 months ago, and all that. And on the macro side, I mean, the most insane stuff is going on right now. We're so back with AMC and GME, all the halts, the funds getting busted up again, this and that. So there's a bunch of stuff. Robinhood once again removing the buy button. You hate to see that. I know one market that never closes. And then we'll talk about all this at depth, because we have our favorite Tart 5 bros here, Ovi and Mando, and I need the TLDR. Odds, memes, and dreams. I mean, odds, memes, and dreams. Who better than Tyler did it himself, the man in the flesh, to talk to us about what the hell is going on across the board with Fantasy Top Blast, with memes and NFTs and all that good stuff. Pepe is going berserk. I mean, damn. A year ago when we were talking about Pepe going to $5 billion on this show, Ovi and Mando, people were tweeting at us saying that we're idiots and that we're crazy. We don't look so stupid now, huh? So you love to see that. Epic! Oh my god, it's in my topics. Look at that. Launching a new reward system. Look at that, man. Dude, I love to see that. One thing's for sure, no matter the price. I know you did it. It's Sims that does it. Then one thing's for sure, no matter the price, you're still the hardest working meme coin dev in crypto. You love to see that. We're going to talk about Fantasy Top, because tournament today, the volume is insane. I know Tyler, you're deep, you're a hero now too. We're all heroes. Welcome to the second cohort of heroes. Tyler, and Mando. I'm sorry you guys aren't as cool as Ovi and I, so they didn't make the first cut. But you're cool. Don't worry. You made the second cut. Because some people, Clemente, didn't make the last time. I'm fucking with Clemente. I'm saying this because he was tweeting about it. But they're going to make the next run. But anyways, can't wait to see the next one. And then last but not least, I've been talking too much. Robit. We're going to make money again today. When I was gone, the boys gave away two miladies. Two. Like $20,000 a pop. And so if you want to enter the Robit spins, you know what to do. Retweet the Twitter spaces. Bottom right is a purple box. Drop a GM. Retweet the space. Stay in if you want to win. And at the end of it, we are going to pick two lucky winners. And we're going to bring you up. And then you have a chance to win a lot of money. Because you're going to win money regardless. Anyways. Anyways, that's a lot for the first day back, dude. My God, I'm jet lagged. Without further ado, let's get right into it.
Who is the man, Macro Daddy of the land?
Mando.
Can you dig it?
You are kidding.
Oh, that was too good.
Tyler's
that was perfect timing.
Perfect timing.
Mando?
Yeah?
Did you catch any of this?
Yeah, I caught it up until you. I mean, you were just going off on one, so I just kind of let you go. But yeah, you were just. You had to send it to me.
For once, the person not listening was not me. It was actually
that
Mando.
Is the funniest thing ever, bro. So we played the jingle. And then as soon as the jingle ended,
yeah.
You froze, and then it logged you off.
Oh, really?
But the timing was so good, because we were all looking like... And anyways, Mando, please take it off for us, Mando. What the hell is going on in macro, dude?
I don't really know, if I'm honest. Like, we had... it's definitely been trading in this range, right? We've been in this... Bitcoin has been in this 59 to 63K range or 64K range for a couple of weeks now, and just can't really break out of it. We're like in the descending channel, it looks like. So there was some hope that we'd break out of it yesterday, and then we kind of got sold straight back down again to 61K today. Bitcoin has been outperforming, and so has Solana, but everything else has been pretty horrific, including ETH, which literally looks like a death right now. I only own a small amount of ETH, and every single day I own it, I'm just like, oh my God, this thing just kill me now. But yeah, I think the things that caused a little bit of a shake today was, now don't let people tell you we're in some horrific macro environment. We are 1% from the highs in US stocks on the S&P. And on the Dow, NASDAQ's near all-time high. Gold is near all-time highs. You have seen a move wider in bond yields, but then they've crashed back down again. So, like, macro is looking okay. There was a lot of this talk that, you know, the Goldilocks period had ended with Kobe and gave this really bearish macro take. Well, you can have that take, but the only thing being effective right now is crypto. So that which seems weird because everything else in macro is not really paying attention. To me, it feels like we haven't had inflows for the last 6 weeks, really. We had a very small inflow last week for CoinShares. It looks like the Hong Kong ETF erased 2 weeks of inflows in a single day yesterday. So Asia's not coming in and buying our bags.
I tried. I did my best. Okay. I did my best. And I was in Hong Kong to make them buy our bags.
And I remember this environment from last year where we ranged for about 7 months. And every single time we got to the up or down of that range, everyone was either max bullish or max bearish. And everyone chased momentum at those exact moments and got wrecked. And I think that's what's going to keep happening. Like, do not chase momentum in this market. I think you can chase relative value in, like, you can see what's getting smashed and what isn't. But at the same time, like, it doesn't feel like the sort of environment where you're going to miss Bitcoin just zooming higher. We haven't seen those sort of inflows. They're not coming back particularly quickly, it feels like, right now. At the same time, I don't think Bitcoin's going to like 40K or even 50K. I think it's just going to probably hang out around this area, and people are going to get absolutely wrecked trying to chase momentum. So that's basically what I feel about today. In terms of, we saw a slightly higher inflation print for PPI, which is or wholesale prices, which isn't perhaps a good sign, but it doesn't feel like the Fed is going to raise rates. In my opinion, I think they got put into a corner a couple of weeks ago by Japan and South Korea smashing treasuries lower. So I don't think they're going to raise rates. We have CPI tomorrow, which will be a relatively big event, probably one of the biggest events for the last few weeks. And we'll see where that comes out. But in general, I think that we are probably entering a slightly cooling of the US economy. I don't think we're going to, it's not negative growth or even stagflation, but just a cooling, and inflation is staying relatively high. So it just feels as though perhaps a slightly less macro supportive environment. At the same time, you have people like Raoul Paul coming on and saying we're about to enter the banana zone and everything's pointing upwards in terms of money supply and global liquidity, which it has been. Like, the US is a slightly different scenario to everywhere else in the world in that they're printing money everywhere else again. So, and they're looking to raise drop rates in most countries right now, even if the US is not. So for me, I don't want to buy into an extreme view, and I think you can get really wrecked doing it. So for me, I just think we could probably stay around this area for a while now. Okay. and just be careful buying into it.
So
today,
what
it feels like another. Yeah.
What is this banana zone? I missed the whole thing. I see Ovi tweet about the banana zone.
I sent it to you.
Me the video. I forgot to look at it.
To bring it up, if you go to Raoul Paul's page, I mean, it makes more sense. I'm not someone who coined this, but he's basically saying the banana zone is like a banana. So like the market will go like that, you know, like it will go parabolic like a banana is basically what he is saying.
Go
down a little bit further.
Let's go look up. There you go.
Here's the chart of the seasons. So spring is green. We had a great spring this year. Summer is when a lot of the gains start to happen. Fall was tricky last time around. We got a stunted cycle. If you remember, that kind of double toppy style thing was highly unusual. 2017, 2013 were more typical, obviously, of the fall season. And so we don't know how this one's going to play out. I think it plays out more like 2013, 2017, but it's all assessing the odds as we go. But right now, this is the easy year, the summer. So we should just be able to set it, forget it, and let the gains accumulate. And then very soon, next month and a half, we will start to hit the banana zone. And this is what happens when you hit the banana zone. Things get absolutely wild, which is the really magical part of why this is the greatest macro trade of all time. And it's coming. Will it look the same as others? Who knows?
Wow, this is like a smooth, like, they really made it very smooth, the editing.
You got mocked, obviously, for, like, the simplicity and perhaps, like, just the, you know, just wildly bullishness of it. But if I'm honest, I'm in his camp rather than anyone else's camp. Like, I think a lot of day traders right now are getting wrecked, chasing momentum. And actually, I think the best thing you can possibly do is just buy spot and chill. Like, I really think that. Or trade some, like, I think meme coins are still a fun thing to trade. But if you're trying to range trade majors right now, I think you can get absolutely destroyed. And I think you're probably hedging yourself for a move from Bitcoin from 61K to maybe 50K. So a 15% move. And timing getting back into that trade, I think you can get absolutely destroyed on. So I'm not bearish. I'm not as bullish as he is. But I think his thesis, just to like set, forget, is the best one right now, because I think if you're going to try and dial it up, being like, this is the breakout, or sell it all whenever it feels like everyone's getting so bearish, I think you can get absolutely wrecked. So that's my general view on macro right now. Nothing in the macro world tells me that we're about to enter some sort of horrific downturn. I think Kobe's take was wrong, if I'm honest. I know I respect him for like being in crypto, but I think his macro take was a very bearish macro take for what I see is like a slight slowing down in the US economy, which isn't seemingly affecting anything else. Like, US stocks keep going higher. Today they're unchanged, right? They're unchanged, maybe even slightly higher. They're basically hanging out near all-time high. You've got bond yields going lower over that period, and you have gold, which is the other thing that people point to, basically hanging out near at all-time highs too. There's nothing there that points to me like, oh, we have this explosion. I think we keep on seeing this. Crypto keeps on searching for a narrative. Like, narrative follows price. I put that out yesterday as well. I know you often say this too, Obi, but like suddenly we were the asset that was going to be most affected by the Israel Iran flare up. Suddenly we're the asset that's going to be most affected by the Japan unwinding the yen dollar trade. Suddenly we're the most exposed asset, and it's just not true. It's just not true. We are all just finding the doomsday thing on our timeline and being like, well, crypto's the most exposed to it, and then like using that as a narrative. All it is, we just haven't had inflows for 5 weeks, and we are all just being drawn to the most extreme views on our timeline. And I think you're probably best just owning spot and chilling.
I like that, spot and chill. I mean, Ovi, I mean, as Mando's talking, I have this like, what's this, Walter Bloomberg dude on notifications. I mean, he's firing off right now, dude. I wish he should be a card on fantasy top, actually. You know, we got DB tweeting the state of Wisconsin. By the way, I didn't even know Wisconsin was a real thing until now. I thought it was. Have you been to Wisconsin, Tyler?
Yeah, it's our northern neighbor. I go a decent amount. Like Milwaukee is 90 minutes from Chicago.
So Wisconsin exists on the. Okay, cool. I thought it was just a place Americans put on the map and nobody's ever been to it. But anyways, they bought Bitcoin. They bought $100 million worth of the iShares. But the other guy.
Seriously, fuck me.
Yeah, that's so. The state of Wisconsin has $100 million worth of fucking Bitcoin. You know who else does? The UBS Bank and the Bank of Montreal. Ironically, the Bank of Montreal closes your account down in Canada if you're into crypto. So I just want to put that out there, the hypocrisy that they shut people's accounts down for being crypto in Canada at Bank of Montreal, but then they buy Bitcoin. Anyways, so I'm reading Powell. Housing inflation has been a bit of a puzzle. I don't think likely move to a rate hike. He says, don't think it's likely that the move would be a rate hike 8 minutes ago. Then he says, restrictive policy may take longer than expected to bring inflation down. And then lastly, asked if inflation will prove more persistent, and he says the Fed doesn't know yet. What does this all mean, Obi? What does it all mean for my bags?
It's good. Before? I mean, it's more commentary from Powell that things are going in the right direction with regard to not only inflation, but also he's probably starting to get a bit worried about some of the recent data we've had with like GDP coming in lower than expectations, with payrolls coming in lower than expectations. And you had PPI data today, which came in like a little bit higher, but it wasn't like a crazy miss. It's still kind of on the money. So I think I would say the last few like snippets of commentary we've had from Powell is that he's changing his tune to become a bit more dovish again, I think. And so again, it just puts a lot of pressure on tomorrow's CPI number. It's going to be one of the most important CPI numbers we've had for many months, I think. I know I see Michael like laughing at me for that comment, but
the now, biggest CPI of the year.
Well, ever. Now we're coming off the bat of a low GDP number and a low payrolls number, and Powell's starting to change his tune. So if that does come in, if it comes in low, then I think you're really going to see this rate cut narrative propel very aggressively, which I think will be good for markets. If it comes in high, it's going to be pretty bad because you then still have inflation as a problem and you have economic data worsening. So it's important. I think it's important. And the thing is, like, it's weird because crypto seems to just move on like every macro headline right now, whereas macro isn't even moving on macro headlines because crypto is just trading like shit. So if inflation comes in high tomorrow, crypto will, I bet you like stocks will be a little bit lower. Crypto will just nuke because it's just trading like shit right now. So it's important, I think. Yeah. It's important.
I take back what I said, and even my co-host turned bearish. I leave 1 week. I leave 1 week, and everybody here is a bear.
I'm just saying it depends on the number. We don't know until.
No, I'm kidding. You're right. And it's true. It's true what Mando's saying. We were the first thing people think about during the Iran Israel stuff. The first thing about Japan. The first thing again when it comes to this stuff, dude. I can't take it anymore. We're like the people taking the beating, man. Every single day for every reason. What about like the market goes up because of us?
Bitcoin hasn't really moved. We've been around 63K. We've just been going up and down because somebody posts that and goes like, we're about to nuke, and then we don't. Or conversely, we're about to rip and we don't. So I just think, be careful.
How many days is this? Like this whole period in the same period. There you go. It's what's this? That's March. February 28th. Here and then same price now today. So that's what it seems like. It's just that it's just that people are getting really hurt bad on alts, and that's a sentiment you're probably reading on the timeline. So I guess we'll wait for Powell Powell just spoke. A CPI or inflation or whatever, all these numbers, dude. Everyone on CT now is like a PPI, CPI micro expert. Like 2 years ago, it was just you two talking about it on the show, and I acted like I understood what you were saying. And now it's like everyone and their mother is talking about it. I mean, Thread Guy's about to probably host like CPI inflation print at 1 p.m. tomorrow. You know what I mean? Like, we have TG and Double Ape giving us their fucking takes on the CPI tomorrow. Oh my God. I mean, Tyler, are you a big macro guy yourself or what?
I feel like when you're in these crypto streets for so long, you just have to be. These CPI prints are appointment viewing. And every time you know that, exactly like Ovi said, if it comes in 0.1% under, like it's gonna be a green candle. If it comes in 0.1% over, it's going to be a red candle. And everyone gets so worked up about it. And I think, Froke, you just showed the chart. Like, we've run it's so over, we're so back cycle, what, six times in the last, since February 28th? Probably more. It feels like we're running it back every week, and it's exhausting. I think it's because, you know, that there's kind of people think there's no narrative right now, or the narratives are weak. I mean, for me, that the narratives are like the ETFs and the institutions are coming to buy Bitcoin. That's going to raise all the boats. So I'm squarely with Mando. Just, you know, zoom out. Like, I don't know if I'm as bullish as Raoul Paul. I don't know if anyone is as bullish as he is. I don't know if it's possible. To be more bullish than him.
Just me. Just me. That's why I'm poor and my co-hosts are rich. I mean, Raul's pretty rich himself. But that's because of his career before that as well, on top of this one. But yeah, there's only one person that's just as stupid and bullish as I love Raul. Let me just put that out there. Stupid is me, bullish is him. But anyways, so there's that. On that point in the market. So I guess we'll see where it's from. The other big news, I mean, dude, the AMC Jemmy stuff is insane. I mean, I feel like we just have to talk about it. Roaring Kitty is back. And he has been tweeting. I have to say, at some point, it did get a lot. And I was like, dude, like, I'm tired of watching a different, like, movie, like, you know, 30-second video every 30 minutes on the spot, because that's what he's been doing, right? But one thing's insane to note. So he's at 1 million followers. So he was at 600K yesterday when I checked. So he's gaining a lot of momentum. So all these like reply guys for Michi and all these shit coins that are on my comments, target those 500,000. Stop replying to us in here. These are your new targets. You go to who? That's genius. Just came up with that. Y'all go to who, like, you know, are starting to follow Roaring Kitty, the 500,000 retailers that he brought to X, shill the shit out of them. Okay, you understand, everybody? This is who we're after right now. But anyways, so he's been posting every 30 minutes, like a different clip. Mando, Ovi, are we going to run this back or what? Like, can you explain to us what is going on that front? AMC, GME, they're all halting like 12 times a day since yesterday. What's going on?
I think it's bullish. I mean, it's definitely people like, oh, he's going to post a ticker from that last from that last tweet that he did. I think it sounds like it's just GME again, but I think it's bullish. Just like, for me, if you look at last in 2021, like the whole crazy silly season all happened after GME. It happened after meme stocks, and then that's when he had the big Doge pump. That's when he had meme coins then take off, then NFTs took off. So it was kind of really what kickstarted the movement. And yes, I mean, like, you've already had meme coins take off this year, but to see, we haven't, it felt for everyone in crypto, it feels like we haven't seen the full retail inflow, but something like this would create it. You know, I mean, this stock has erased 3 years of losses in the space of just 2 days, and that can only be done with this retail inflow of money into it, and the same thing for AMC. So it's really hard not to think this is a bullish sign for crypto, but it needs to sustain. It, you know, if this goes up and then it gets slacked back down tomorrow and then doesn't recover, there's just a nothing burger, really, and you had a hot second to make some money. But if this gets sustained and you get close to all-time highs in GameStop, and you have this like big battle between retail and TradFi and all that kind of stuff, then I think it could be pretty interesting for both meme stocks and inevitably crypto.
Dude, AMC's up 100% today. Oh,
dude,
my God!
Going, zoom out. These things can keep going. I think what Ovi said is fine. Like, I think it's just a vibe shift. He's not mentioning crypto, but remember the last time GME did this move, then you saw Doge do like whatever it was, 10x. Like, it's just the vibe shift. People keep saying like, we're coming back towards memes. They're dominating crypto right now, let's be honest. And it felt like they probably could come strongly in macro. I'm saying that this is the reason why Powell should raise rates, because like memes are all coming back. But I think it's just like an FU, like to just the general state of things. And I think this is like a medium-term trend. So like, yeah, I think it's going to come back pretty strong, I think, across markets. I think this, I'm not sure if it's like short-term bullish for meme coins. There's only certain meme coins which have really done well over this period, and they're the ones related to kind of stocks, right? Like you have AMC Pump, which is a meme coin. You've had GME Pump, which is like a meme coin. But other things you might see, like people actually leaving meme coins and like trading meme stocks. But in general, I just think it's just a sign that memes are here to like stay.
Do you think that Pepe hit what, all-time high this morning? Do you think that was related to this? I guess that was kind of my first order thinking, that it was just a bet on the broader meme sector, you know, perhaps coming, having more staying power, folks thinking that the GameStop crew is all coming in. Curious for your thoughts.
We had that chat in a group chat, right? Like, I think that Pepe is a more Reddit known meme as well. Like if Roar and Kitty had posted a Pepe, it would have been like completely normal, in my opinion. So my view is just that like it's a more broader, well-known meme. There's 0% chance he posts a dog with hat, but there's a something percent chance that he posts a Pepe, right? Or that people are more aware of that in like the broader meme world, because I don't think any of the other memes have gone mainstream. Like Whiff is not a mainstream meme, and that's probably been the biggest meme of this cycle, whereas Pepe is. So I think people have gone for that because it's more normie friendly. Now, I don't know if that's just the first move. Like me and Obi were speaking about, like maybe you now see the other memes catch up because Pepe doesn't just rally by itself. And I think what Whiff does have is like a clean order book of everyone who's kind of in the money, and those things can often pump really, really strong if like on like the second order of this sort of stuff. So Obi was like, well, maybe you should own Whiff instead of Solana even right now, because it feels like that could pump them. But I don't know, but I think Pepe could keep going. Like Pepe's at 4 billion, Pepe could easily go to 10. So easy, in my opinion, to go to 10.
I mean, it's also the cat sector is electric right now. You've got Elio Trades posting his entire meme coin thesis. His number one point is that the dog memes are going to underperform, and he thinks the cats are going to be the ones that win here. So if you want to talk about like narrative following action, just because it's Roaring Kitty and his handle is Kitty now, the entire cat meme coin sector on Solana is going to pump. It's a ridiculous sentence to say, but I mean, we're seeing it, right? Some I think Popcat was one of the top movers, jumped over 500 million yesterday. So I don't know. It's got legs. It's going to be interesting to see who the winners are.
Yeah, I've got this some beef with that. Yeah. Because Ooh. Me and Ovi did it. We did a call. We actually did like a 1 hour long podcast with him in December.
Wait, right? You guys got beef with Elio Trades? I didn't know that.
It's not real beef.
Where we basically was like, we're going to do a meme coin show. And me and Ovi went on there and pitched him Pepe and Mog and a bunch of meme coins back in December, and he never posted it because he was too scared about getting like his audience like canceling him for going with meme coins. He's like, I'm just gonna stick to GameFi and AI. 6 months down the line, he's posting his thesis on cat coins, and I'm like, dude, we gave you Pepe in December for your whole audience, and you didn't want to do it, and now you're all in on cat coins. I'm like, oh, it just made me chuckle when I saw it.
Yeah. I mean, cat coins. Is a cat coin actually going to hit a billion? I think there's a curse when it comes to cat coins. Maybe it's because they keep like taking from one another. I mean, if you guys had to bet on a cat coin going to a billion, what do we think?
There's just so many. That's the problem.
So many.
Right?
Yeah, that's exactly it. I was going to say exactly the same thing. Just so many.
Which one is going to hit it first?
Mitchie is like,
What's Mitchie at? I'm going to be sick.
230.
Mitchie is like the Anson pump. It's like the Anson pump, right? Yeah, that one feels, and it's pumped up fun as well. Some people like that one.
Holy shit. $232 million. Oh, my God.
Then you have Mew, which is like the Cabal one.
It's like a whole different Cabal coin. That's a whole different level of Cabal in there. Cats in the dark.
I bet on Midge.
Interesting. I mean, Popcat's number one at 500 million. So it's just a 2X.
Popcat is cooking, dude.
Popcat's.
Well, look at that. That looks hot, dude. I don't do charts, mate.
Popcat looks good, actually. Maybe Popcat, actually. Popcat probably do it.
Half a billion, dude.
Think of Asia Popcat, right? Like, all of the Asia communities behind it, I think.
Well, are we going to forget about Mog? I mean, dude, Mog 2 is up there. I mean, it's at 200. I know it's not as close as Meechi and Popcat.
I don't count it as a cat coin, personally.
Oh, okay. So we
semi-cat coin, isn't it? Half.
What do you think? It started off as the Hunter Biden PFP, then switched to Joycat.
It's not the same cat coin as the other cat coins are. You know, like the other ones are pure cat coins. I think there's a lot more to Mog than just it being a cat coin. So I don't think it gets recognized within that same bucket. But yeah.
Yeah, I guess we'll see which one hits it. Anyways, so those are the calls. But you know what? There's only one duck. And hopefully he's going to a buck. I mean, Mando, you launched a whole reward system. It's here. It's in the topics. I'm not even kidding.
I didn't know that was big enough to reach the topics, but yeah, we built a new Telegram bot.
Tell me the latest on Epic. What is my favorite Meepcoin Dave up to in this last 2 weeks?
I don't know, man. It's coming each day. What did we do? Yeah, so this is the coolest thing I think we've done, which is like it's gonna be a bit more like Backmoon, where you go with Telegram and you post, or if you post on X, we've got a bot which live in the Telegram will just reward users. So kind of similar to how other people have done rewards programs for this sort of stuff. Like if you're an active community member, or if you're posting about your bags or building engagement, then you're going to get rewards. So it's about 45K Epic a week. And if you just log in, if you just go onto the Telegram, you connect it to your Twitter account, and you can even give it your wallet address, although we'll do that manually too. But then it'll automatically work out if you're like building engagement for our own tweets. And then if you're an active like Telegram user, it'll like randomly distribute rewards. So it got a lot of like good heat in our Telegram. Like people are like, wow, this is like a bit of a game changer. I don't really know. Like I think we kind of found a way to get around like the Twitter API. Got some random guy in Germany who like built it all for us. So it's like I think it's good like proprietary tech now for like Epic.
Oh shit. So you went GameFi. Now you're doing SocialFi. Okay, man.
There was no GameFi. We were just doing fun. This is now just like to give people rewards, basically. It's not crazy amounts. It's not like Pac-Moon where it's like 2/3 of the amount is still to come. But it's enough, I think, to like, if you're just posting about Epic on Telegram, because you're gonna get coins.
Yeah.
But yeah, I'm working my ass off, basically. Is the long and short of that. Like creating a meme coin is not easy. But we got another couple of listings. We've hired like a whole team around it now, like full mods, like community positions as well. The Twitter account is like most engagement it's had in weeks this last week, like really building that up. But yeah, price lower, vibes higher is basically where we're at.
I've got a new bullet point to add to the roadmap, and I think I speak for a lot of folks. We need the Epic Twitter account as a fancy top hero. Like, can you imagine the scores? Some of the meme point interns would just smash on a fancy top. And it could just light the entire SocialFi sector on fire.
Dude, that is so funny.
We asked about it, actually. Because I think we actually asked about it for Rec Guy, didn't we, OSF? I think they are planning on doing this. Like, they are doing this, the first, next range. This is communities. I think as well, right? Like,
oh my God.
Oh, God.
I heard them talk about clans, because they tweeted about that. So they talk about, like, clans, where, like, you clan up behind, like, you know, whatever, say Rugvito Clan, which is Rugvito creators all teaming up together, whatever. You know what I mean? Like, it's like they talk about clans. So that could be interesting. Speaking of which, I mean, Tyler, I'll go to you. What's the TLDR in Fantasy Top? You put a really good tweet out about the volume yesterday. I'll share it on the screen, but give us the rundown on Fantasy Top, where it's at, and what's going on this week.
Yeah, here's what's happening in Fantasy Top. I mean, highest level, it's the main show in town. There's nothing happening across NFTs, really, in crypto right now. So Fantasy Top is the show. They did 1,900 ETH in volume yesterday. That's $5.6 million. For some perspective, that is nearly 2x the entire volume of the Solana NFT ecosystem, and it is neck and neck with what the Ethereum NFT eco saw wash adjusted, as well as Bitcoin. So it is literally right up there with the entire Bitcoin and ETH NFT ecosystems in demand and volume right now. And part of this is because of their flurry of announcements yesterday. So they did announce their new Stars Capped competition that is going to launch this Thursday. Another 111,000 in Blast Gold in prizes. I'll talk a little bit more about what that means here in a second. They released a new hero score algorithm. We don't really know a whole lot about that. We do know Main Tournament 2 is now launching at 5 p.m. Eastern today. So all your favorite influencers, they're going to go quiet today. They're saving all of their best tweets.
So true.
I'm drafting, bro. I'm drafting.
We're going to see a scramble. Oh, and then they won the Blast jackpot last night. These things keep hitting like right after I go to bed. But I think it was around like 10 p.m. Eastern, Blast jackpot 8-1, roughly 500,000 Blast Gold.
Ooh, I got to go claim. Let's go.
Yeah, you want to go get that. It was about like 3.2 gold per card that you had. So I got screwed because I actually leveled up about 30 cards because like I'm gunning to try to win this main tournament.
Last night.
So I made some epic cards. So I lost some gold. So we're going to have to try to make up for it in the tourney. Let's see what you got here.
Where do we see how much I want?
Oh, you have to be in your wallet connected. Did you or oh, have you on. Did you I export?
Yeah.
Hopefully
yeah.
You export. Okay. Yeah. Well, I mean the big news I think is the Stars Cap competition, because this means they're going to be running concurrent tournaments, which you know the direct impact here is supply crunch. So, like, depending how many entries each tournament gets, let's say 10,000 entries in the main, 10,000 in the Stars Capped. That's 100,000 cards locked in those index for those two tournaments. So that's going to cut the flow in supply pretty significantly. And it evens the playing field to a degree. So it's Stars Capped. It means 20 stars total across your five players, which means you have to play some of the two-star, three-star floor influencers or mid-fluencers.
Hold on. I got two stars. What are you calling me here?
you're going to be a pretty popular play, I think, in the Stars Capped competition coming up. But it does level the playing field. So like in the main tournament, like let's just be honest, like the whales can steamroll their way to the top. Like if you just want to buy five legendaries or the top epic cards, you can pretty much guarantee a good finish. It's not going to be like that in the common cap. So I think we're going to see like the heroes two are going to be the absolute wild cards because a lot of them kind of came out low, 2 and 3 stars, and folks were able to buy them somewhat cheap in the last few days. So you're going to be able to make a decent deck with somewhere probably between 0.3 and 0.5 ETH, which is great for the game because I think the worst thing that can happen is this turn into just a whales game where you need 20 ETH or more to play and run out a decent team. If that's the case, you know, we're going to see some of the primary interest in this app start to dissipate pretty quickly.
What's Mando? I bought 2 Mando cards last night. I'm trying already? To start you. Yeah, of course, dude. I'm not like Ovi. Ovi's still sleeping on me. I buy my co-hosts, you know? I buy my co-hosts. I haven't bought Tyler yet because the new heroes are way too expensive. Like the inflation is so low. I think there's like 10 Tyler cards.
Hey, I had like 20 cards out yesterday. I want more cards out there. Let's just say that.
That's crazy. But the secret is to bid, right? That's the trick, right? Because you always see. Actually, let me pick up another one here. There you go. But that's the secret. I mean, Mando, how does it feel? How does it feel to be a hero?
It feels good. I mean, I would have been if I'd sorted myself out for number one. Oh. It's more. I've just been unbelievably busy with this bloody duck that that I haven't been able to spend enough time on this thing. But like, I maybe I should. I do have quite a lot of ETH actually on Blast now. This fucking ETH. I fucking hate ETH right now, but it's all on Blast. I should I should get involved, shouldn't I? What should I be buying? Just tell me. So I should be buying midfluencers, basically.
Yeah. So what's the new alpha right now with V0.3, Tyler? Like what should we buy?
Yeah, and I wish I could give you the specific alpha. So part of the complaints about this game is the scoring algorithm is this black box, and we're all firing thousands of dollars at this tournament, and we don't know exactly how the scoring works. But in theory, what they're going to do is detract from botted accounts, and then they're going to level the playing field for bigger accounts who perhaps have a lot of followers, but they're not all that active. You're not going to get dinged as much for that. So they are effectively changing the reach score. So like this should be a positive for you for 300,000 plus followers. I think you were scoring perhaps a little bit lower in the earlier iterations of the score. That should be changed now. There was this consensus that posting quality over quantity was going to be rewarded heavily as well. That's in question for me now. Like a big account like D's, like if D's wants to tweet 200 times per day, 300 times per day with his reach, I think he's going to score pretty well. Just based on pure views that he's going to pull from that. So I don't know. It definitely changes a bit of this for me, for like some of the folks like Jen, War Daddy, where they were, they were some of the very top scorers. I think they will still do very well, but I don't know. I feel like the whale or some of the bigger accounts are now positioned to have higher scores. That's my read, but we're not even going to know until the end of this next tournament.
What's your take on all this, Ovi? I mean, I know you're deep too.
Yeah. I agree. I think if it's true, I don't know if Tyler, if the implementations are now in place with the current scores?
They made it a little murky. They said they're going to like start slow rolling it out.
It's slow rolling.
Yeah. So I don't know. That's the thing to bear in mind, because like people with more followers definitely got a bit more docked. And if you had like a high engagement to follower ratio, you did really well. But if that's now changed, on paper, it should mean people like Ansem or Greg or people with like higher followers will get back to the top again. But I just don't know if they've implemented that already or not, because there are scores back on the platform, but it's tough to really judge. I don't know. I don't know what the right strategy is, to be honest with you. I think part of me thinks you want to go for like, I think the last tournament you did well for going for like up and comers. I think this next tournament you're going to do better going for like the more well-known people, I feel like. Also, people are playing games out there as well, man. Like I see some people who haven't tweeted for the last few days and their scores are down big, but I know they're probably going to pick themselves and turn it on when it starts again. Whereas maybe some people are quite high right now and maybe drop into the tournament. I don't know, but there's a lot of smoke and mirrors, I would say.
So what's you guys' starting lineups this week? And there's a tournament coming up. What are you guys starting this week?
I've got War Daddy, Legendary, Big Dick
Whale.
Big Dick Bull Rare, Cyrus Epic. Cyrus is the one who's like low on points right now, but he did pretty well for me last time. I've got Greg Rare, and at the moment, I'm starting myself, an epic version of myself.
What are you doing, Mando? You playing?
I just haven't looked. I'm just not the guy. I'm not the guy right now. But I will. I kind of get my strategy. I think I know who I go with.
I'm very bullish on my favorite meme coin dev. Too focused on building his meme coin than playing fantasy top. So just keep it that way. What about you, Tyler? Who you start?
Yeah, I've been putting a lot of time and some capital into this one since I rolled your legendary. So five common for Oaks pulled into a legendary. That changed my entire view of this game. So I'm going to roll you out. I'm going to start an NFT stats, good buddy. I thought he might take a back seat in the second round, but I think he's too competitive. So I think he's going to be good. I've got an epic of his. I'm going to run out Jen. I think she's too good to sit. I'm going back and forth. Zeneca, I think, is going to be super chalk. Chalk here meaning I think he's going to be one of the most commonly played cards out there, but I think he might be too good to sit. And then Selkis may be my wild card. I think it's going to be a huge week for political crypto, and he could absolutely go viral with the right post. I think he's going to respond to that, to the op-ed from the block that was published on Sunday. He's been kind of alluding to that. So if he drops a somewhat strong or controversial response to that, I think he could put up some good views here. So looking at him too.
All right, dude. I can't believe you got my legendary out of putting five commons together. It's 0.1% chance of doing that.
1 in 1,000. Yeah. What a pull.
That's
what a sign.
What a sign. Like 3 days before joining the show too, which is pretty sick. So I can't wait. All right, I got some updating too. I'm trying to upgrade my own self to an epic so I can just play myself epic, but playing myself rare is not that great. But I can't wait. I can't not wait. We're going to war. We're going to war this week, lads. Actually, Thursday, we also have a common tournament. So it's commons only, which is really cool, right? Because it allows for like more people to participate. And one thing I like a lot with Travis Bickle and his team is like they always say, our goal is to make sure that you can always play with 0.1 ETH. And that's their goal. And so they're really doing that, which is awesome. And I see someone who has a referral code. I mean, you can use mine, Farouk. Or Tyler, I'm assuming it's Tyler or Mando. Is Mando and Ovi is OSF? It's always like that, right? I think they used our first names as like as code. So it's super cool. I wonder what it means, though. I mean, Mando, if Mando's about to ape into this game, I referred him on here. It says Mando was my fourth referral. So Mando, spend as much money as possible on this. Fantasy Top is a future friend.
I get back into Pac-Moon. I've got to decide.
That or Pac, I mean, Pac Moon, dude. Pac Moon. I mean, what's Pac Moon at, guys?
It's off the highs. It's back
sold,
to.
Sold since I. Yeah, it's
138.
Down a nice little
amount. Oh, that's okay. That's a little nothing. Anyway, so that's that. And then in the other news, I mean, on the NFT side, you had Luca announcing this past week, right? Target and also now GameStop. That's this morning. There's going to be Pudgy Toys at GameStop. What a perfect time to announce that. It's excellent. And now that they sold 1 million toys, guys. 1 million.
That's a lot.
Yeah. 1 million. Like a lot of people early on was like, yeah, it's like the holders going and sweeping the floors in real life. Dude, there's way more than 1 million. Like, yeah, I mean, there's not as many like holders as there is 1 million toys to sell. That person said, I'm using Mando's code because I'm an epic whale. There you go. See? Yeah. There you go. Epic is transcendent across the board. You'd love to see.